Important notice. All the information and content of the podcasts is not intended to be and should not be considered a substitute for medical or other professional advice. The answers delivered are of general nature and based on average experience with patients. The content might not be applicable and or suitable for all patients. Any treatment decisions are a matter for the individual clinician and should not be based exclusively on the content of these podcasts. I hope you enjoy them.
Hello all, my name is Ana Ibarra and I work at the Royal London Hospital in London. I have been an IBD nurse for almost 9 years and I am originally from Spain, but today I am representing the NECO committee and will address one important topic, which is the role of the IBD nurse. It's a busy life being an IBD nurse, but definitely worth the effort. It's a very rewarding role, helping some very brave people manage their conditions and live life to the full. But I won't deny that IBD nurses are stretched to the limit and we always to have more of us within our teams. Here's a brief description of some of our responsibilities. So when the patient is diagnosed with IBD, it's really advisable for them to be referred to the nurse-led clinic so that they feel supported, their new situation is explained and understood, and all their possible doubts are resolved. During this visit, the nursing staff will provide the patient with information on which are the access routes to the IBD unit, such as contact, telephone number, and/or email address, which they can use if necessary. We need to explain the system for organizing visits or clinic appointments to the IBD unit, such as when it's necessary to come to see us, or what are the warning signs and symptoms of the disease that they should know and how they should act in each case. In this first visit, the IBD unit contact information will always be provided to promote good communication between the nursing staff and the patient. The main objective of this first contact is to provide the patient and their family with the necessary information about the disease and its care and to resolve any doubts they may have about it, or at least some of them. This visit is key to establish the beginning of a relationship of trust between the patient and the medical and nursing team, and to provide the patient and their environment with resources, skills, and general advice, such as recommendations on healthy lifestyle habits, importance of taking medications indicated by the doctor or nurse, and also to promote autonomy, self-management, and control of the disease, which is incredibly important for the patients. It's also very important that throughout the course of the disease, a close relationship is established between the nursing staff and the patients, which promotes the creation of a satisfactory process of help and health education and follow-up, which helps the patient to adapt to their new situation, to their needs in their daily activities, always improving the degree of acceptance of the disease, satisfaction with the care received, and the feeling of control over their disease in each of the different phases of it. The main functions of the nursing staff in the control of IBD are based on educate the patient and their family members or carers, in promoting health and in the acquisition of healthy lifestyle habits, such as healthy diet, exercise, smoking cessation, visits to the gynecologist, dermatologist, or even rheumatologist, for example. We make the patient and their environment aware of the importance of adherence to prescribed medications, how many of our patients actually do not take the medications, so we can reduce the possibility of new outbreaks or flare-ups. The number of inflammatory bowel disease nurses and the number of biological therapies being used in IBD has proliferated over the past 10 years. Coordinating and managing a biologic service requires highly skilled specialist nursing knowledge and awareness of the support, assessment, administration, and monitoring possible adverse effects and resolving possible queries about them. In the case of subcutaneous or topical treatments, the nursing staff will be in charge of explaining and training the patient for its correct self-administration, offering information to recognize possible adverse effects or warning signs. The IBD nurse also checks the patient's immunization status before starting any immunosuppressive treatments and carries out detection and monitoring of possible extra-intestinal manifestations of the disease, and finally coordinate health referrals to different specialties and diagnostic tests that the patient may require. Currently, many hospitals have an IBD unit where the nursing staff is in charge of attending a direct telephone number or a voice messaging service, and those patients can call in case of having any questions or problems in relation to their condition. It will be the nurse of each center who will be in charge of giving the patient the information on the days and the specific hours in which the consultations can be attended. Usually a card or an information leaflet will, with all of this information, will be provided to the patient at the very beginning of their new diagnosis. Many IBD units usually also have an email address for those questions or doubts that are not urgent or that require a more extensive and specific response. The IBD nurse will also interact with IBD patients admitted to the ward. This is particularly important as not many patients will need admission to the hospital, as you may agree with me. But those who need admission and are admitted to the hospital are usually pretty sick. And having a known face to talk to the steps and the treatment and everything that is going on while they are admitted makes an incredible difference to the patients. The IBD nurse will also be part of all of the multidisciplinary meetings where patients' plans are discussed, and they will always communicate the outcome to the patient via the phone or an appointment if necessary, depending on the MDT discussion. This fast and flexible communication system favors the relationship between the patient and the healthcare personnel who controls their disease and allows non-face-to-face consultations, providing the patient with the peace of mind of knowing that they can always have direct access to solve their problems and doubts about their illness or in case of a flare. In addition, the possibility of conducting non-face-to-face consultations avoids work absenteeism and the need to frequently go to the hospital center or even A&E, which makes the patient's life more comfortable and gives him greater independence. Among the wide variety of situations that may require the need for a consultation with the IBD nurse, we can highlight suspicion of worsening of the disease or presence of symptoms associated with the beginning of an outbreak or a flare-up, and doubts in relation to the prescribed medical treatments, such as dose, regimen, method of administration, side effects, interactions, and so on. They can request information on diagnostic tests pending to be carried out and on the previous preparations necessary for those tests, and gather information on issues related to the disease, such as symptoms, extra-intestinal manifestations of the disease, diet, healthy lifestyles, exercise, consumption of alcohol, smoking cessation, sexual relationships, pregnancy, breastfeeding, vaccines, traveling, and so on. We cannot forget that IBD nurses also are in charge of service development, working in a clinical governance framework, ensuring safe and equitable care for all, as well as having a clear vision of how an IBD nursing service should function, identifying service needs and actively participating in influencing service development, such as business cases or local guidelines when required. Working as an IBD specialist nurse is an incredibly rewarding job. You really get to know your patients, you get to watch them through their journey, and when you manage to make a difference to people's lives, you just can't really put that into words.